ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल ओबेइसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव श्रील भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। And the same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Last day, we glorified name from so many epics, especially from Bhagavatam and Rupa Goswami and from others. Why I told and why I managed, that you should know. And you should take fully ashrayed the lotus feet of Harinam. In Kaljuga, worshipping will not do. Tapasya will not do. Meditation will not do. Oh, it may be after some time in future, demons will come and take all your duties and they will give it devotion. And you will be so weak that you will have to give up automatically. It is now somewhat beginning of Kali Yuga. So, going on, but in the end, everything will be spoiled. Then only name Sankirtan. Anyone cannot teach steal away. The dacoits cannot take it. So, you should be always give impression to Harinam. Harinam, Harinam. If you are worshipping, if you are remembering and doing something, but still, you will have to give impression on Harinam. So, I told, now I want to give example from Srimad Bhagavatam, Ajami. Can you? No? You? Can you? If not, then you should remember. First of all, why Sukadeva Goswami told this history? What was the reason? What was the question? And who question? Answer. Then you can do. What was the question? Who asked and who is answering? You can take one dand more.
By the mercy of Gurudev and his order, I will try to narrate a little bit about Ajamil. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, King Parikshit, who is fasting because he knew that he was going to be bitten by a snake in 10 days, by a snake bird, due to a curse.
7 days?
Did I say 10?
6 days.
10 days.
1 week. So, Srila Prabhupada comments that he was very fortunate. He knew he had 7 days to live. So he gave up everything and he fasted and he went and took shelter of Shukadeva Goswami and asked him what should one's activities be, what should one's meditations be, what should his engagements and activities be if one knows he's about to die. He knew he was going to die in 7 days, but we don't know how long we are going to live. We may not even have 7 moments. One of my god brothers asked Srila Prabhupada, how can I make the most rapid advancement? And he replied, consider every moment your last.
Oh, you should come to the question. What was the question? Who made the question?
So Maharaj Parikshit asked Srila Sukadeva Goswami, by what means of atonement should one engage by performing sinful activities? Well, how can one be free from these sinful activities? What means is there to be free from them without them reoccurring, and so that one can make sufficient advancement and progress going back to the spiritual realm? So Sukadeva Goswami narrated the story of Ajamil. He was born in a very staunch and elevated Brahmana family. And he, throughout his whole childhood, he engaged in activities of devotion to the Supreme Lord. He had all knowledge of the Vedic literatures, completely versed in the Shastra, and practiced devotional activities. And he had a very qualified Brahminical wife as well, and children. So one day, in his travels through the forest, picking fruits and leaves, he came upon some Shudras that were engaged in Brahminical activities, as is common for one who does not have sufficient knowledge. There is loose connection with the opposite sex. So he saw, and they were also intoxicated on wine. And they were frivolously engaging in activities. And although he tried to withdraw his contemplation of this, it remained in his mind. Even though he tried to kick it out, he maintained some attachment to that. Gradually, by his attachment and absorption in the activities that he witnessed, he gradually became attached and attracted to that prostitute and devised the means to actually engage her in service at his home. So then he became more and more attached to her and gradually lost his Brahminical activities and deviated from the path and began engaging in acts with this prostitute and became so attached to her and gave up his all of his family responsibilities and even engaged in abominable activities in order to accrue money to satisfy her and give her gifts to satisfy her so then he could continue engaging in these nefarious activities with her.
Thank you. Very good. Ashram Maharaj, after that.
Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. So as Sripad Sajan Maharaj, he's mentioned that Maharaj Parikshit, he asked the question, why is it that somebody may perform some atonement, but after performing that atonement, then they may again go and perform sinful activities again? That it seems that just performing atonement is not enough. But what kind of atonement is it that one can perform whereby not only the sinful reaction is eradicated, but the desire to perform the sinful activity, that is also eradicated? He gave the example that just as you have a bamboo tree and you have dry leaves which are there by the base of the bamboo tree, those dry leaves, which they may be burnt up, but still the root of the tree is still there. So similarly, we may perform so many activities of reformation or prayaschitta according to the Vedic rules and regulations, but these activities, though we become free from the sinful activity, we don't become free from the desire. The example is given, if you have a forest fire and all the trees in the forest are completely burnt, but in due course of time, when it starts to rain, then those roots which are underneath in the ground, then they will come up again, and then the forest will come. So Shukadeva Goswami, he explained that to perform some kind of atonement, whereby not only the sinful activity is removed, but also the desire. He said, Kechit Kevalya Bhatya Vasudeva Parayana. That one who engages in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord, that then not only is one free from the sinful activities, but also the desire to perform sinful activities are completely eradicated by pure devotional service. So to give, to explain this and explain the glories of the holy name, which is the foremost and most prominent activity in pure devotional service, then the story of Ajamil is being narrated.
Not Ajamil, Ajamil.
Ajamila, Ajamil. So,
oh, I think that here flies are very trendy in any attack. University.
And they're attacking so much.
Attacking everyone.
They're attacking only the face.
So as Maharaj has explained, Shripad Sajan Maharaj has explained that Ajamil, that he was born to an aristocratic family. He was a brahmana by birth. He was trained in brahminical activities. He performed all his brahminical activities. But by chance, he was going in the forest and he saw a shudra and a prostitute engaged in some intimate activities. And his mind became so disturbed. Immediately, he tried to remove this from his mind by remembering different quotations from the Shastras and engaging in his activities, brahminical activities. But still, this impression was left within his heart. So, in due course of time, he hired this lady as a servant. And as Maharaj has explained, then some close connection came. And he became so attached to this lady that he kicked out his chaste wife. He had a very chaste, brahminical wife. But now, because of his attachment to this lady, he kicked her out. And with this, to satisfy this prostitute, who could not be satisfied. Actually, there's nothing that he could have done which would have satisfied her. But still to satisfy her, he begged, he borrowed, he stole, he performed all types, he murdered. He performed all types of heinous activities to try and satisfy this prostitute. But actually, no way he could satisfy her. From this prostitute, he had 10 children. And the youngest one, his name was Narayan. He called him Narayan. By this time, he was so addicted to sinful activities that he was already 88 years of age. He was an old man, but still he was procreating. Such is the nature of lust, that when lust is there within the heart, that one, even though it is one should be completely absorbed in one's spiritual activities, still one is trying to satisfy this lust, which ultimately can never be satisfied. So, in due course, because, as Maharaj said, in due course of time, everybody has to die. We do not know when death will come. So, according to his karma, his time of death, it had come. So, when he was about to leave his body, then three very fierce-looking personalities, they came with ropes. They had very, very fierce-looking. And they came with ropes and took a noose to tie around his soul and to pull him out of his body. Ajamil, he became so afraid that, not knowing what to do, his little son was just close by playing and calling out, "Oh Narayan,
O Narayan! O Narayan! And calling out Narayan, the Yamadutas, they were still going to pull the soul out of the body. But then appeared four Vishnu Dutas, very, very effulgent, with golden helmets, dark complexion, very beautiful blackish hair, beautiful lotus eyes, reddish lotus lips, with four arms. So they came, and immediately they accosted the Yamadutas. They said, "Oh, what are you doing taking this man? How is it possible that you want to take him?" And then the Yamadutas, immediately they replied that he has performed sinful activities, and it is our duty to take those who have performed sinful activities. Then the Vishnudutas, they said, "So now you tell us, who are those people who have performed sinful activities, and explain to us those people who should be taken to the abode of Yamaraj." So then the Yamadutas explained that in this material world, all conditioned souls, they engaged in pious and impious activities. By performing these pious and impious activities, they become entangled within the three modes of material nature. Being entangled within the three modes of material nature, then their karmic activity must act. So everybody is engaged in sinful activities. Nobody in this material world is free from the reaction of having some kind of sinful reaction.
Only bhakt.
Only those who engage in devotional service, transcendental devotional service. By that transcendental devotional service, it burns up all the reactions of the sinful activities of the past and the present. But other than devotees, that all are there. Even one, they may be engaged in the process of gyan. And by the process of gyan, they may apparently be free from all sinful activities. But still, the desires to perform sinful activities, they're still there within the heart. So only bhaktas are free. So in this way, the Yamadutas were explaining very, very nicely and elaborately how all living entities in this material world, performing their material activities, whether good or bad, in the heavenly planets, in the hellish planets, in the middle planetary systems, that all are under the reactions of karma and consequently are under the jurisdiction to go to Yamaraj. Then the Vishnudutas, they said, "Oh, you are coming here on behalf of Yamaraj. But look, Yamaraj, he is like a king who knows what is right and what is wrong. He knows he's also very, very kind-hearted and compassionate towards all his subjects. But you're not representing. You're coming in assembly discussing religious principles, but you do not know what true religious principles are." And the Yamadutas, they were surprised. They said, "Oh, how are you speaking such?" And then they explained that this Ajamil, that actually he's faultless because he has chanted the name of the Lord. And one who's chanted the name of the Lord even once, then he becomes freed, even once, without offense, then he becomes freed from all sins that can be performed in the past, in the present, and in the future. So you have no right to take this person to the abode of Yamaraj. And because these Vishnudutas were very, very powerful, and at the same time presenting conclusive knowledge, then the Yamadutas, seeing their power and also their knowledge of scriptures, they became bewildered and they went back to Yamaraj.
Thank you. Very good. Maharaj. You should hear very carefully and try to follow in your practical life.
At this point, as Srimad Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj has explained, the Yamadutas had described the glories of the holy name to the Yamadutas, that all those years, they said the first time he chanted his son's name, Narayan, because he did so without offense. Although he was indirect, he didn't mean to address the Supreme Lord, he was just affectionately addressing his son, that the first time he addressed with Nama Bas, a shadow or a reflection of the name.
It is not written there. Mm. You should tell carefully.
Yes.
In the explanation of Vishwanath Thakur, so don't explain. You should go on. Then after that, you can explain.
That all his past sins had been relieved. So now Ajamil had heard.
Again, repeat what you are going to tell.
The glories of the holy name, and then Ajamil's.
What you told?
The Ajamil had chanted a Nama Bas, and this had destroyed all sins of his life. And because he continued chanting Narayan to his son, and at the end, when he chanted in complete anxiety, because he had not chanted with offense, aparad, that Nama Bas had saved
him. It has not written all these things.
Oh, I'm sorry, we read that today in the Bhagavatam.
It is written that he did not do any Vaishnava aparad there?
No. It said he had not committed aparad, that he had chanted
Nama
Bas.
No, it is not written.
Purport, yes.
Not in the Mool Slok.
Huh? Not in the Mool Slok. Not in Mool Slok.
Oh.
Try to go on first on Mool, then Purport.
Okay.
Don't do any conclusion.
So at this point, Ajamil, two stories happened. The Yamadutas went back to Yamaraj, and they were confused. They said, "You're Dharmaraj, Lord of Dharma, and you sent us to capture these sinful entities, living entities, and we thought we understood everything about the nature of Dharma or religion. So, but now we've been defeated in a scriptural debate with these representatives of Narayan. So please explain to us what we did wrong or what we're not understanding." So at that point, Yamaraj...
Did they told that, at first we used to know that only you are the
Supreme
Lord.
Mm.
And you make rules and regulation. But there are how many controllers in this world?
Oh.
Has it been told?
Yes, that's right.
So why you are not telling?
This part we didn't read today.
Very minutely. Otherwise, how we can preach the mission?
Yes, we're traipsing around the woods.
Very carefully.
So he said, "Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam," that the Dharma, or the rules of religion, are directly enunciated by the Supreme Personality of God Himself. You've been thinking that I'm the Supreme Controller because I'm your Lord and Master, but actually I'm only one of 12 authorities in the matter of Dharma. Brahma, Narada, Vyas, Kapila, Shiva, Bali, Bhishma, Shukadev and Prahlad and myself, these 12 Mahajans, we know what are the processes of religion, and we are all representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way he corrected his associates. Meanwhile, Ajamil, having heard this discussion between Vishnudutas and Yamadutas, he immediately, coming back into his body, he left that sinful place, his home, his family, his prostitute wife, 10 children. He left everything and he went to Haridwar. And there he chanted the holy name because he had some sadhu sangha with Vishnu Dutas. His chanting was more powerful and he had heard the glories of the holy name. So his chanting became eventually pure, Shudanam. And at that time the Vishnu Dutas came again in their...
Oh, thank you. Can you explain more? Not more? You more deeply something?
No.
What discussion was between Jam and his dudes?
I was with him.
Can you? Bola to me. What discussion? Tan an ayadvam asato. Beginning from what discussion, what the Jamdut told and what he answered. Very thoroughly you should read. One point. Then so many good juggles may come.
So, the discussion was going on that who will be taken to Hellish planet.
What Jamdut told to Jam Maharaj.
Jamdut told to Yam Maharaj, "We thought as before, you are the supreme controller. But is there any more controller than you?" What then, Jamaraj, what happened? They were beaten by four very affluent personalities so badly. Who are they? Then Jamaraj told, maybe you met with my Prabhu's messenger? Then they asked, who is your Prabhu? And to whom we shall bring to your hellish planet? The Jamaraj told, Jivana Bhakti Bhagavad Guna Namadheyam Chetastana Smarati.
My master is Narayan, Swayam Narayan Hari.
Jamaraj told, my master is Swayam Hari.
And he is one of the most insignificant das.
I am his one of his most insignificant servant. So, I am giving you some instruction where to go and where not to go. Then yes, they told, yes, Prabhu, please give me instruction where to go. Then Yamaharai told, Jivana Bhakti Bhagavad Guna Namadheyam Chetastana Smarati Jacharanaravindam Krishnayana Namati Jachiraye Kadapi Tan Anayadha Masato Sakrit Akrit Vishnu Krityuan. Jivana Bhakti Bhagavad Guna Namadheyam, whose chant never chant Bhagavat name. So it's mentioned in scripture that if you are doing so many austerity, so many fire sacrifices, still you have to come in this planet. Dasasya medhi punarapi jati krishna pranami na punarbhavaya. If you are doing asamir yoga, raisya yoga, but still you have to come in this world in the circle of endless birth and chain and birth of death of chain. But if you do pranam to Krishna once, you have not to come in this world anymore. So Jivana Bhakti Bhagavat Guna Namadheyam. Whose jiva not qualified, not utter the quality of Bhagavan? Chant, gun and nam. Bhagavan has so many names. Just like we have heard yesterday. Agadhamana Jasada Nanda No Nanda Suno. Kamalane Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranadakarana Krishna Betta Naika Sarupe Toirachuchai Vardhatang Namadheya. Moreover, Sri Sanatana Goswami has written, Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Hasi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jivana Radhikesa.
After that.
So, Guna Namadheyam Chetastana Smarati Jacharanara Vindam. Whose mind never remember the lotus feet of Krishna, Cheta Charanara Bindam. Krishnayana Namati Jachira Ekadopi. Whoever never bow down in the lotus feet of Krishna, they are sinner. Go to them and bring to my hellish planet. Only they are qualified to come in this hellish planet. Whoever do all these things, don't go there anymore.
Who have Tulsi Kanthi Mala?
And who has Tilak, Urdhapunda Tilak, Kanthi Mala, don't go to there. And who is remembering Krishna? Lalate Tilakam Nasti, Kanthe Nasti Tikantika, Hridaye Govinda Nasti, Sanara Brahma Rakshasa. Whoever not put any Tilak on their forehead, who has no three Kanthi Mala, and whoever never remember Govinda, they are like Brahma Rakshas, like phantom.
Go very and, soon you should bring them.
Go and bring them in my hellish planet. So by this way, Yam Maharaj told to his messengers to tell the whole world who will come to hellish planet. If you are not doing so, then we have to go hellish planet. Or if you are not doing, just opposite, you are being putting tilak, Trikanti Mala, remembering Bhagavan, we are respecting Hari Guru Vaishnavas, then we have never to go to hellish planet. Here, the Krishnayana Namati means here two Krishna, one Ashray Krishna and Vishay Krishna. Means bona fide Gurudev and Vishay Bhagavan. So you have to remember and go down to both of them. Under guidance of bona fide Gurudev, we have to do all these things. Then you will be removed from sinful activity, otherwise not possible.
Then what became in the last?
Then Ajamil, when he heard all these things between Yam, messenger of Yam and Vishnudut, then then he came back in his body again. Then I am spending my time uselessly. He gave up everything and went to Haridwar. Going there, he chanted holy name again. Oh, so name is so powerful. I don't know even that Narayan is the name of Bhagavan. I only chant for my son. But Bhagavan is so merciful. He delivered me from this death. So he being in Haridwar, always chanting holy name, Bhagavan's name, Narayan name. After then death came, then same four Vishnudut came to him with aeroplane. That he told, and they request him to come in aeroplane to go to Vaikuntha planet. Then he asked, I have one question to you. Well, yes, you can ask. As before, when you appeared, then I want to touch your feet, but you not allow me to touch feet, not talk with me, you disappeared. Now you came and talking with me and asking to be in aeroplane to go in Vaikuntha planet. What is the cause? They told, as before which you did for your son, did you Bhagavan's name it be Namabhas. Now you chant holy name, pure Nam. So now you are qualified to go Vaikuntha planet. So we are talking with you and we came personally to take you to Vaikuntha planet. So you can come and come to Vaikuntha planet with us. So they took him to Vaikuntha planet. Our Guru Vargas, they give conclusion. Why Vajabil doing some sinful activity? And why he became qualified to go to Vaikuntha planet? Though he did sinful activity, but he never did Vaishnava aparad. Vaishnava aparad is very extremely dangerous. If you do Vaishnava aparad, then what will be? Then upadeva chindadar sukhi jaya pata, your bhakti will be uprooted. None can save you. So you have to know what is Vaishnava aparad. Hanti nindanti vaidyasti, Vaishnavanna vinandati, kruddhati jati na harsa, darsane patatani sat. If you kill any Vaishnava, or if you criticize any Vaishnava, if someone is criticizing, you are supporting, you are also Vaishnava aparadhi. So hanti nindanti vaidyasti, if you are envious towards Vaishnava, and if any Vaishnava is coming, superior to you must go ahead and welcome him. If you not do so, especially superior Guru is coming, not doing so, and Vaishnava aparad. Vaishnavanna vinandati, kruddhate jatina harsa. Seeing Vaishnava, you became very angry. This is one kind of Vaishnava aparad. And seeing Vaishnava, if you have not become happy, then it's Vaishnava aparad. Six types of Vaishnava aparad. By this way, patatani sat, you go bound to fall down. So whoever will do so, they bound to fall down. If anyone do for any elevated Vaishnava, then they bound to fall down, none can check them. So Ajamil, though he did sinful activity, but he never did Vaishnava aparad. And how sinful activity will go away? Yavhad yastade sak, yad brahma saksat kritinishta yapi, binasa mayati binana bhogai, apaitu namna spurani na takte, prarabdha karameti virauti veda. Sipad Aranya Maharaj explained yesterday that prarabdha karameti virauti veda. If you chant one holy name once, then what to tell about sinful activity? Even your all karma will be burnt away. So by this way, Ajamil's all sin burnt away by chanting holy name once only.
Thank you.
After that he practiced, and by this way, he qualified to go to Vaikuntha planet. Hare Krishna. Pancha kalpata rupasya kipa sindhu khaye vacha patitanam pavane bhogasthaye dhona maunana.
Very carefully you should understand and hear. Don't chant. If up chanting, then you can know. If Guru Bhargava giving classes, or you should not chant, you should not talk, we should not do, try to take your mind one pointed and here. Otherwise, this is also a kind of Guru Vaishnava Parath. So I'm telling you something, the essence of this story, Upakhyan, that first of all you should know that worldly persons, they think that what we have done sinful, more sinful acts, by Shubha Karma it can be washed away.
By fire
sacrifice, by going Gaya and to give Pinda and going to Tirtha by this.
Tapasa Brahmacharya.
But it will not go. Like Ashram Maharaj gave an example. In forest, there are so many bamboo trees. And all others may tree burnt up. They will not grow. But only bamboo tree. They have something down. They will come very soon. So, to desire sinful activities, oh, they will not go. Again he will do. Like an elephant, he takes bath in river, and when he comes out of the river, he takes all dust and fur. Another example. Oh, you are dirty. Suppose you are dirty. Some clay or something in your body. But you want to wash it by any water of?
Mud water.
Mud water means
dirty
nala.
Water.
Huh?
Dirty water, drainage water.
Drainage water. Will it be? Never. So all karms, satkarm even, they are like bad nalas.
Drains
water. So it will not be that. Only Bhagavan Krishna, name, roop, gun, leela, his bhakti, glorification of all this, or totally it will be washed. Even a desire to do sinful act will go away. Even a very strong lust or anything, if you will chant very strong faith, Hare Krishna, like this, praying two names, or they will go away. But you should have faith that all will go. Ajamil Wal Sadachari. Sadachari means good
character.
And he knew all this Shastra. He was Brahman. But he mixed with any prostitute lady. And then he could not control. He used his whole power, his whole knowledge even. But he could not do control. He could not control. But at that time, if he had been with any associate of Shuddha Vaishnava, like Chaturbhuj Narayan Dut, or any Narad or anyone, then he could have control. But he never went. He wanted to correct himself.
By his own endeavor.
So, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi.
Sabse koi.
Koi?
Lava Marka Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi hai.
Where is the example that in 1 second anyone has been liberated from all sinful activities? Can you give any example?
Khattanga Raja.
It took so many times. 24 minutes. In a second, Ajamil himself. He was dying. And his soul was going, taken by Dut. In that moment, he only heard Sadhu Sangha. And at that time, he was initiated by them. How he was initiated? By the glories. This is initiation. And he heard the name of Narayan by them. And he took Harinam Diksha. For them, for this class of devotees, no use of that slok. That no diksha, no purascharjang, no need for them. Because he was going to die at once. And he chanted name. Not Narayan, Narayan for his son. This was Namavas. But pure nam where? Given by Guru. A Guru can, who is practicing, he can give pure name. So he heard, and by hearing he was initiated Krishna. So no need of second initiation, third, fourth, fifth, or any diksha, purascharya, nothing for them. But for us,
everything is needed.
Everything is essential, more essential. So, Ajamil, in a second, he crossed the level of Namabhas to
Suddhanam.
And when he went to Haridwar, he took bath in Ganges. Who is Ganges? Tadiya. And he began to chant Suddhanam. Why? Because he was initiated by them. And he knew the glory, realized the glory. And then chanting this name, Prem came. What Prem? Aishwarya. And then, he was carried by the four Vishnu Dut to heaven. So this process should be there. This is the essence. You should know that even Jamadut, the messengers of Jam Maharaj, they don't know Bhagavat Tattva. They don't know the glorification of Bhakti and Naam. Only his master Jam Maharaj, he knows. Jam Maharaj is one, but there are two functions. Do you know what? One Jamaraj and one Dharmaraj. Like a district magistrate, his collector and his district magistrate both. When he is taking taxes from all his collector, and when he is controlling everything, then he is district magistrate. In likewise, same person, when he is doing good or bad, this decision taking, and set for sinful activities for a special, then he is Jam Maharaj. And then when he is deciding that, he has chanted name, he should not be touched by Jamdut. And he knows the glory of name and bhakti. He now becomes Dharmaraj. So one he is. But even he is function of two kinds. Jam Maharaj only decide what punishment should be given to these sinful persons. And being Dharmaraj then, he can think about bhakti. Whether he has any touch with bhakti, or the associates of bhakti, or pure Vaishnava, or Tadiya, Ganga, Jamuna, Tulasi, like this. He will send them to. Where? That they are out of my control. Himself, Lord Krishna, should decide what to do. He will not do anything. And then Krishna, very mercifully, what he will do? Tatte nukampam susumikshamano bhunjan evatma kritam vipak hitvat bhakkuhitad vidadhan namaste jivet sa mukti padesha. Then Krishna will think, what is favorable for him to correct and to give bhakti at a time? Then he may give you any birth in which his associates will come and sadhu sang will be done. And he gradually, definitely. So Krishna now that. And if he gives any suffering, then what he does? Like Draupadi, like Prahlad Maharaj, he took them to fire here, there, only to glorify them and to help them. So it depends on Krishna what he wants to do and how he will help them. How his mercy is coming. So if any devotee is suffering by any disease or by any kind of problem, you should not think that he is sinful. What you should say? Krishna has managed this. For Draupadi, no sin. Prahlad Maharaj had not done any sin. Sita, why he was left by Ram?
Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur, he was beaten. What sinful act he has done in before? These are not sinful acts. Not arranged by Yama, but it is arranged by Krishna himself. So you should try to
reconcile.
Jamduta are not qualified to think all these things. But Vishnudut, they are Sarvagya. What?
Omniscience.
All-knowing. And they know all the kinds of nigudha tattva of bhakti. Dharma, adharma, they know all things. Jamdut only adharma, not dharma they don't. Jambharaj knows.
How to punish.
So, again, one thing. There are so many kinds of sinful acts. They are called pap, mahapatak, avidya, and so many things. Atipatak, mahapatak, so many. Like if anyone is cutting his Gurudev head, what do you think? If anyone is beating or cutting his mother and father, mahapatak. If anyone is cutting cows, what is this? Or this is like Brahmapap, more than anyone. To have any illicit some connection with your guru, mother, more than that. So any activities, bad activities for Gurudev, these are not Mahapatak only, Mahaparad, more millions times more than Mahapatak. So all can be gone, can go, only by chanting the remembering of the Lord. But Vaishnavaparad, more than Krishnaparad, Vishnuaparad. You will have to go and pray them excuse from that Vaishnava. And if that Vaishnava has passed away, then repent and chant name. Then. So, any kind of patak, mahapatak, all can go away only by O Bhagavan Nam Sankirtan. So you should have very strong faith in Nam Kirtan. More than your worshipping, more than reading, more than Bhagavat, reading also, Shraman is good. Speaking for Kanishta and Madhyam, not so good. High class of, like Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, Nibartta Tarsayi Rupa Giyamana. That is Aushadhi of Bhauru. Otherwise not. One thing more. I will forget one thing. I told in Birmingham that one devotee came, any Vaishnava came, and he was telling that there is difference between Guru and Acharya, and Acharya is more superior than Guru. Guru can all
Acharya may be Guru, or all
Guru, but all Guru cannot be Acharya. We have never seen and never heard this in our whole life. Up till now, I have not questioned this anywhere I have heard. We thought that, Guru is same, Acharya is same. Like this. Not different. But we knew that, where it has been told Acharya, it is for Gurudev. But Gurudev, as he is prominent and superior, all Acharya are not superior. Like Dronacharya.
Kripacharya.
So many Acharya. Sandipani Acharya.
Shukracharya.
Shankaracharya. All like this. Here in sense of Guru. Where for Vaishnava it will be for that. Because Acharya has so meaning in dictionary. But where to what meaning should be taken, it is very high class of thing. You know that Jivan. What is the meaning of Jivan?
Life.
Life. Life. Some where it has written the water is life.
Yes.
Where to take this meaning? Oh, you will have to reconcile. So, though Acharya has been told somewhere like Guru, Acharyang Ma Vijayam. Okay. Our Acharya Guru Parampara. Like my Gurudev, founder Acharya. Like Swamiji, founder Acharya. So many Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya. It has been written. But never it has been written. Oh, Acharya Parampara. Guru Parampara. The relation of Guru and Shishya, not the relation of Acharya and Guru. Everywhere, PC, in Srimad Bhagavatam also, Bhang Dvitiya Nivinishata Syat Ishata Pitasya Viparijyo Smriti Tanmayato Abhujada Bhattaika Jeshang Guru Devatatma Guru, not Acharya. Also, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Diksha Guru ka jana? Krishna Raswarup, oh here Guru, what Pardashak Guru?
Guru
What meaning? Path Pardashak?
Who shows you the path?
Path, that is Guru, Chaitya Guru, himself Krishna. And Guru, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, there are so many Guru. Never it has been written Acharya.
So,
also in Shiksha, Manas Shiksha, after that also, Sachi Sunum, Guru Varam. So, we should try to know. But somewhere, Acharya means Guru. And up till now, we were taking this. But that person made a something that Acharya is more supreme. Don't think like that. And what you asked yesterday, I saw very clear. First in Nyas, only Sankalpa, Bhav. Not he is doing, adopting process. But in that, after that, Prapatti he is taking. Shelter, he has taken shelter. So, there is some difference. Now, one thing, a question may come. Ajamil, if first name is Namabhas, no? Namabhas, first, when he kept the name Narayan to his son. And Vishwanath Chakravarti has experienced like so. And in the last he told, only for his son. Is there a difference, something or not? Difference?
The first time he said Narayan, then
it was Namabhas.
Namabhas, then
and in the last he told, oh Narayan, for his son. What is this? This is pure name?
No.
But deference. Mm-hmm. What? Mriyamano api. Mriyamano api means?
Who is going to die.
He was going just to die.
So
at that time he told Narayan Namabhas. So he realized and Vishnu Dut came. There he realized, I am liberated from death. How it become? He realized at that time. But when he kept name or when he was again and again, taking then, oh Narayan, come on, sit on my lap. Oh Narayan, where you are?
Like
whole life he told. But he could not realize. But still, it was Namabhas. And Vishwanath Chakravarti telling that after that, keeping his name, what we told, it was like a practice.
Sadhan.
So we should know, a name taken generally in his life is one kind. And when in the last, at the time, moment of dying, Oh, chanting name. Oh, very powerful namabhas. No? Very powerful. Because in the last, at that time, one mind is uncontrolled. Very hard to take name. But Ajamil, by the mercy of the four Vaikunthudu, oh, he came in senses and heard all these things. But we cannot. Kaphabhat pitta smaranam kutastva. He cannot smaran. So, like a seed, it is given in earth, one thing, and it gives sprout, one thing. And when it gives fruit, a mango seed was given in earth. In one day, no sprout, no fruit. After some time, it will sprout. If proper water, earth and air should be there. But daily you can open, or it will destroy. And when it comes fruit, different thing. Same seed. First ankur,
sprout,
and other time in the last fruit. So anyone cannot realize when he is chanting Namabhas in beginning. No? But he will realize when? When death will come, at that time he may realize. Otherwise not. Also, Namabhas is there. Shraddhaya va helaya va bhrigubaranara matram ta. Whether Shraddha is there, Namabhas, or not. Within Sanketang Parihasam is Tobhavajan. Even if all kinds of sin will go away. Even Prarabdha karma also will go away. So we should consider all these things. Then, I told you that he was initiated at that time by Vishnu because he heard. This is proper association to hear the glorification of name and hear the name. Oh, dekhar kono mulya nai. Uta Brahman dikshana. Kul guru. It has no meaning in bhakti. So, in conclusion, it comes. Eta vaneva lokesmin punsa dharma smita vayam smitam bhakti yogo bhagavati tannam grahana. Adi means shravan, kirtan, naam, roop, gun, leela, parikar, vaishishta, all. Thank you. Any kirtan? Krishna dasaita kuch naame samandh hai.
Where should be the qualifications for a siksha
guru? If he has shraddha, that I want pure bhakti, and then he is qualified, and he is bold now.
She's asking for being a siksha guru, what qualifications?
Oh, being, to know all the shastra more than diksha guru, then he will be siksha guru, otherwise not. All the qualities what has been told in Srimad Bhagavat here and there, tasmat guru, all should be in diksha. Sanatan Goswami is diksha guru and Rup Goswami is siksha guru. You should consider how they are. Both same category. But Rupa Goswami, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is giving more superior thing. So siksha guru be like in his line.
Narad Muni bajaye bina
I don't know. Shri Krishna, 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 Sh
Jaya Iha Bhakti Vinata Dasa Sirupa Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Jasa Shiva japen pancha mukhe dam dam hare hare Shiva naam gai gora chaat madhur sare Krishna Krishna hare hare gai gora chaat Brahma jape chatur mukhe Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
One said, you should note down that if a person is ignorant and he is doing activities that which what has been warned, then it will be not Vaishnava Aparadha. But knowingly if he is doing, then aparadha. What has been told in Shastra, that you should chant name and do bhakti, giving up worldly relationship, moh, maya, mamata, and then chant name, that will give bhav. By that class of high class of sadhan, like what?
Ajamil.
Krishna Karanamrita.
Bilva Mangal.
But if anyone is finishing his ashakti stage, even, and he has entered or entering in a rati stage, even that, there is something that he again fall down. He may fall down. Api mukta nam api janti punar bhashanam. If high class of rishi like Bharat Maharaj, he gave up whole attachment worldly. He left his father, mother, wife, children, wealth, reputation, and position also. And he was doing bhajan in the stage of asakti, and then he was entering in rati. Some rati was also in him. But he was attached in a deer, calf, and what became? His three lives were gone. So be careful from beginning. No? For Kanishtha Adhikari not, but Madhyam Adhikari. They can have affection to all, but no attachment. Attachment only in the lotus feet of very high class of devotees like Guru, Shiksha Guru, and to Krishna and Mahaprabhu, Radhika. Attachment should be given. Otherwise, they will cheat you. So you should tell in brief, for in 5 minutes, the life history of Bharat Maharaj. And tomorrow we will discuss
elaborately.
And I will ask questions from them.
Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Salakaya Chaksuram Nimitam Yena Tasmai Sri
Gurudeva.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to give a brief summary of the life and character of Bharat Maharaj. As Srila Gurudev said, Bharat Maharaj was a very advanced devotee, completing his stage of Ashakti and entering into Bhava Bhakti. He was the
one thing I wanted to tell you. If any Vaishnava is sincere, very sincere, and his bhakta really, he cannot fall down. In real sense, he will not. Only some time it will be like covered bhakti. I've seen so many. Apichse chesu durachara. Doing bhajan, and they become lusty somewhat. And they went with any lady. But they were sincere from beginning. And that is why it is reconciled that Krishna has inspired him to be like that, to give siksha to others. So don't think Bharat Maharaj was
fallen down.
Only to teach us that we should be very, very careful.
Bharat Maharaj was the eldest of the 100 sons of King Rishabhdev, who is the incarnation of God, and he would instruct his 100 sons about giving up the animal propensities and coming actually to the human form of life, which is meant for self-realization. He ordered his other 99 sons to follow and worship his eldest son, Bharat. Generally, bhakti does not entail having the father tell the other sons to worship another member of the family. But in this case, the eldest member of the family was a pure devotee. So, Rishabhdev is himself the incarnation of God, and he ordered his son to become the next king and his other sons to follow him.
Where you have read that his father Rishabhdev ordered his 99 sons to obey Bharat?
It was in Prabhupada's summary of the
PowerPoint.
Oh, it's also
a verse.
Is it like so?
I think so.
Verse also. Yeah.
I cannot say. Because there are no Jogendra. How he tell? We will tell to no Jogendra, to Sir Bhart Maharaj.
Some sons are Kshatriya and some are Brahmin. So Brahmin don't serve Kshatriya.
Oh, it may be bad because he was Bhakti, but no Jogendra. They are also Mahabhagavat. So we should reconcile all this. If he has written, in what sense he has written, you will have to see.
Okay. So Bharat Maharaj became the king of the entire earth planet, but because of his elevated stature, he was not at all attached. He had five sons, and after some time, he trained his sons properly and then gave them...
Who five sons?
Bharat Maharaj had five sons.
Oh, is it written in Bhagavatam?
Yes.
Oh, I'll have to look after. I have not heard. Today you should see and show me.
Okay. So he was very renounced, and he gave up his family and went to the forest. He went to Pulaha Ashram. As Srila Gurudev said, he was coming in the stage of Bhav Bhakti. And it's stated in Shastra, Karmadi Nirdahati Kintu Cha Bhakti Bhajan. The devotee has no karmic reaction. So Bharat Maharaj's apparent fall down was just to teach us that even if we think we're becoming very advanced, we should be careful. When he was in Pulaha Ashram, he was engaging in great austerities and devotional practices. And he was coming to such an advanced stage that he was actually beginning to experience the Asta Sattvika Bhavs. And he would be weeping and trembling and experiencing the beginning ecstasies of the stage of Bhava Bhakti. He also received Gayatri Mantra, and he would, from the Rig Veda, he was chanting his mantras. So, and he was worshipping the Lord of the Sun by this mantra, Lord Narayan. So although he was very elevated, he wasn't completely perfect. He wasn't at the stage of matured Bhav or going into praying. And so one day, after he had taken bath in the Gandaka River, and after he had said his mantra, at that time he heard the roar of a lion, and he saw a she-deer, a pregnant she-deer, who was running very fast in fear of that lion. So she jumped over the river, and in her fright, she gave birth, and the baby fell out of her abdomen into the river waters. And she reached the other side. In flight, the baby fell. She reached the other side. And because she was in such a state of shock, she died, and the baby was floating in the river. So a devotee is by nature compassionate. So a devotee will pick up the deer and save him rather than have him drown. But the mistake made by Bharat Maharaj was that he not only showed him compassion at that moment, but he kept him very carefully in his ashram and took care of him, thinking that it was his duty to care for that deer. Gradually, he became more and more absorbed in the deer, and although previously his mind was unagitated and very peaceful, now his mind was becoming very agitated and restless. The deer became his constant companion, and he was always making sure the deer was with him, that the deer was all right, and he thought that the deer was just like a prince, and the deer loved him very much. So he was always associating with the deer. He gradually gave up his rules and regulations, his mystic yoga practice, his devotional practices, and one day, gradually, he got older, and one day, the deer was missing. He didn't come home that day. So Bharat Maharaj went out in great lamentation, searching for that deer. And while he was searching, he fell and died. And then, because he was absorbed in the deer at the time of death, he took birth in the womb of a deer. But because of his advanced stage in his last life, he was entering into Bhava Bhakti, he did not forget, like an ordinary person forgets his previous life as soon as he enters another womb. But Bharat Maharaj remembered, and he remembered that he was in Pulaha Ashram. So he went back to Pulaha Ashram, and there were many devotees who were reciting and hearing the Shastras. So just as a devotee, but in a deer body, he went and heard from them. And gradually he became more and more advanced. And gradually that deer became old, and now that deer became self-realized. So when he took his next birth, as the son of a brahmana, he was the son of the youngest wife of a brahmana, and his name was Jada Bharat. He was called Jada because Jada means dull, like myself, Jadarani. Dull, crazy. And he used to do everything opposite. Even though he was born in a brahmana family, and even though he was attempted to be trained by his mother and father, and his father had so much affection for him, he gave him so much attention. But still, Jada Bharat did everything backwards. Like first he would bathe and then he would pass stool. Everything backwards. But there was a reason for this. Because he was now self-realized, and he realized also why he had wasted his two previous births as the deer and as Bharat Maharaj because of his attachment to that deer. So he was now very, very careful, and he very carefully avoided the association of non-devotees. He didn't want anybody to talk Pujalpa or deviate him from his now absorption in the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan. And therefore, he acted like a crazy person so that nobody would bother to associate with him and engage him in material activities. After his parents passed away, he was now in the association of his brothers and sisters, and they would treat him very poorly and give him very rotten food to eat. But because he was a self-realized soul, he tolerated all that and was very meek and humble. He never protested. Then one day, they told him to take care of their paddy field, like a scarecrow, guarding the place at night so that no dacoits would come and disturb the crops. So it just so happened that that night, some dacoits wanted to worship the goddess Kali, and they had a man, they had to have an animal man, a man animal, a man who was just like an animal, so that they could offer that man animal in sacrifice to Kali to fulfill their material desires. So that man animal either.
Not man animal. The man who is sacrificed is called Pashu.
Pashu. Like
Pashu
an animal.
Means animal. But not like. Bhartavaj, not like animal?
No, not him.
Other
some other man.
First, the person who they cut, he was not like animal. Oh, but they are called Pashu, mm-hmm. Not animal.
Pashu means animal, but he's a man.
But who is going to be sacrificed.
Oh, I see. He's going to be sacrificed like an animal would be sacrificed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
See. That is also see.
So that man was escaped, so they were looking for somebody. And they saw Bharat Maharaj, Jada Bharat, and they thought, oh, this is a perfect person to be sacrificed. He's big and stout and strong. So they captured him and bound him and brought him to the temple of Kali. And he didn't at all protest. And then they fed him very sumptuously, bathed him, decorated him in very beautiful garments, and ornamented him, just like an animal who's meant to be sacrificed. And then they took a big chopper, like a sword, and they were just about to cut his head. And in the meantime, Kali, who's herself a devotee, she's another manifestation of Durga, so she could not tolerate that a Vaishnav would be insulted in any way, what to speak of that way. So she herself, their idea was to feed his blood to Kali and that would satisfy her and she would fulfill their material desires and give them riches. But instead, that goddess Kali leaped out of the statue. The statue broke, and Kali burst out of the statue, and along with her associates, she grabbed the chopper and cut off the heads of the dacoits. And then she and her associates drank their blood. And all this time, Bharat Maharaj knew, like Maharaj Ambarish, in the sense that he knew that anything that was happening to him was under the control of the Supreme Lord, and that he wasn't his body. So he himself was very tolerant. Then...
No, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, he wanted to read some poetry?
Yeah, two names on him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today, two devotees received Harinam initiation. Please stand up and Gurudev will announce your name.
Also announce that those who want to take initiation, they should come punctually at 8.
Chaitanya Das Prabhu, please stand up.
Chaitanya Das? Cecilio?
Oh, no.
And Subal Prabhu, receiving initiation today.
Oh, Subal Prabhu ki jai.
All those tomorrow morning who will come for initiation, please be there punctually at 8 o'clock.
9 o'clock fire sacrifice.
Yes.
Tomorrow
9 o'clock fire sacrifice under the guidance of
Ashwamaras
and Jiva Priya.
Auspicious day.
Tomorrow is also Ekadasi.
Auspicious day.
By forgetting, you should not take any grain.
Maybe she can say the gist of the poem so
Gurudev
can understand. In English first, and then
you
can say?
Yes. You know the poem.
Yes, she has.
Oh, give him.
Suvanito.
Oh, you should stand up and talk.